Disc 4.
When Marshall wrote his book, Night Drop, to Winter's disgust, he left out Easy Company, except to say the deployed 2nd Battalion had kept the German battery entertained at long range. He did give a full account of the capture of a battery at Holdie, near Causeway No. 1 by the 1st Battalion, 506th. Marshall wrote that the battalion had 195 men lined up to take the battery. Winters commented, "With that many E Company men, I could have taken Berlin." Marshall has come in for considerable criticism for the mistakes in his work, especially from paratroopers who were there. I have sympathy for him, writing accurately about a battle for which you have conflicting testimony from the eyewitnesses and participants is a challenge, and then some. Military historians do the best they can. At about 12:15, Sergeant Leo Boyle joined up. He had been dropped in the 82nd's DZ, gotten lost, figured out where he was, marched toward Sainte-Marie-du-Mont, and found his company. The first man I met was Winters. He was tired. I reported into him. He grunted, and that's all I got out of him. I thought maybe he'd be a little more happy to see me, but he'd been under tremendous stress. The men were congratulating one another, talking about what they had accomplished, trying to piece together the sequence of events. They were the victors, happy, proud, full of themselves. Someone found some cider in a cellar. It got passed around. When the jug got to Winters, he decided he was thirsty as hell and needed a lift. He shocked his men by taking a long pull, the first alcohol he had ever tasted. I thought at the time it might slow down my thoughts and reactions, but it didn't. Lieutenant Welsh reported for duty. He had been in various firefights alongside some men from the 82nd. In his backpack, he was carrying his reserve parachute. He carried it throughout the Normandy campaign. "I wanted to send it back to Kitty to make a wedding gown for our marriage after the war." Optimism? German machine gun fire from the hedgerow across the road from Brecourt Manor was building up. Winters put his machine gunners to answering with some harassing fire of their own. Malarkey found his mortar tube, but not the base plate or tripod. Setting the tube on the ground, he fired a dozen rounds toward the manor. Guarnieri joined him, working another mortar tube. They discovered later that every round hit its target. "That kind of expertise you don't teach," Winters commented. "It's a God-given touch."